If you've just tuned in, you're listening to 93.7 FM, and this is Showbiz at Money. In studio with me today is Salma Sky, a household name in the music industry. I hope the math is correct, but I think over a decade in the industry. Looking stunning as always.
Oh, like, thank you.
If there's something that I definitely appreciate about Salma Sky is you are always on point. You
thank
are
you.
The most stylish pregnant lady.
Oh, well, thanks. I try.
Well, I think you more than try.
I've been really fortunate to carry quite easy this time around.
Okay.
So. Yeah, thank you, baby.
You're looking fantastic.
Thank
so thank you.
You
so much for coming to Money FM. And before we get into the hard questions, well, I'm sure they won't be too hard. You're a pro at doing this.
well.
What's the last thing that made you smile, as in truly smile?
I can't remember what Tiamo said last night, but it was just one of those moments where as a mother,
yes,
you're kind of like, oh, what did he say? It's just one of those, you know, one of those moments that your kid makes you like light up and you're just like, oh, you're so smart and you're so sweet.
That's
and like, I didn't even know you knew that.
Oh, okay.
For the life of me, I can't remember, but I'm pregnant, so I forget everything.
Is that true that it really does affect the memory?
I think so.
Okay.
For me personally, I mean, some people are just like, oh, no, that's just an excuse.
Oh, okay.
But I have felt like with every child, I'm losing brain cells. So that means I need to get my stuff done before they totally take everything away from me.
Okay. So if you've just joined us, this is Showbiz at Money, a show that highlights the glitz and the glam of entertainment, and we take a look at the talent that is and their earning potential, and it's a local focus show. So today, again, welcome Salma.
Thank you.
And you are a multiple award-winning recording and performing artist. What's the difference between the two?
Between recording and performing?
Yeah, like are they categories?
No, yeah. Well, no, I guess like some people, their careers are made out of records.
Yeah.
And others, their careers are made out of solely performing.
Okay.
And they don't do much studio. They're just, they're known for their live
performances.
And then you can be both. So
do you have a preference? What do you enjoy the most? Studio time or getting on stage?
I think every process is like different. And I appreciate every process. So I'm just like, yeah, I mean, recording is definitely something where you kind of refine who you are and what you want to put out.
Uh-huh.
And performing is you living in the moment.
Living in the moment.
So, yeah, they both have their perks.
To date, what's been your most exciting performance?
Stanbic Music Festival.
Yes.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, to be fair, Big Brother will always be something that was so much fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, Stanbic Music Festival was dope.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are Miss Triple Threat. You are an award winner.
I'm wearing my t-shirt today,
yeah,
actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. You're on brand. So Miss Triple Threat, how did that come about?
You know, excuse me for my sniffling,
no,
guys.
No,
because I'm a bit hay feverish.
Okay.
But, no, you know, it was the beginning of the year. Well, we shot Miss Triple Threat, we recorded and shot Miss Triple Threat at the end of last year.
All right.
And I'm the kind of person, like, before the new year sets in, I obviously, like, set my goals. I'm a planner.
Okay.
I hate being late. So apologies for walking in after time.
No,
I'm just, it's one of those things where I, like, it really bothers me.
Okay.
About, you know.
So
like,
you're not on African time.
No, not at all. So I feel like such a jerk when I'm late.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, no, and I like plan stuff and I write everything down and I try to like set my goals in good time and within reasonable time so that I'm practical.
Okay.
And yeah, I push myself, of course, you know, within
yourself.
Those deadlines.
Okay.
But it was, yeah, closing up the year and then starting the new year and kind of giving myself a pep talk.
Mm-hmm.
And being like, you got this and you can do it and you've done it before, so
yeah.
Here we go, another year. And
okay.
So that's why we released Triple Threat. Because
okay.
I just felt like
it's time.
People know me for a lot of like endearing, you know, girl next door sweet lyrics. And I think it was just my moment.
You
just
had
be
to
a little
call
bit
it
cocky.
Yes, I think it's important. Sometimes you have to let them know.
Yeah.
You have to let them know. Yeah. So Salma Sky, where's the sky from?
Sky is just, it's something we actually picked up from my father-in-law, General Ronnie Shikapasha.
Okay.
Reverend.
All right.
Because once T Tivo and my husband in passing had said, oh yeah, you know, my dad had kind of like tried to abbreviate Shikapwasha as much as possible, because it's such a long name.
Yes,
and
it is.
It's not easy for everyone's tongue. But obviously, yeah, you know, and something happened in my career, I suppose, also like around the time that I got married, there was a lot of transitions. There was a lot of different label changes. Yeah. There was like me going independent. And along with the marriage kind of like came those different professional adjustments. And so from Salma or Salma Dodia.
Yeah.
Salma Sky kind of.
Which is so interesting. I didn't know that the sky is actually like part of your marital name. Yeah. I just thought it was a cool thing. Yeah. Like, you know, sky.
Well, like, what kind of words would you be able to come in? Tivo was like, oh, yeah, but you know, like, sky is like the abbreviation dad came up with once.
Okay.
Never got to really use it, but, you know.
That's a really nice way to honor your family name.
Yeah.
Salma Sky.
So it's kind of always, and then, of course, it's, you know, it's got ambiguous meaning, you know, and according to the brand, obviously, it's like now it's something that we push for, aiming for high, and all
that's
the
what
things
I that assumed
are, yeah,
sky's
so
the limit.
It was just very appropriate, I guess.
So you talk about transitions in your career, transitioning labels and independent. What advice would you have for people who are in your industry, aspiring musicians, when it comes to choosing a label, whether you be independent or whether you should have, you know, what would you say?
You know, I feel like if you find a good home that can grow you and it's not necessarily, you know, yours, it's a, you know, a label or a recording house, you got to just kind of like weigh your options.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to just weigh your options and be like, okay, is this place offering me enough for me to be the best version of myself?
Yeah.
And, you know, to be fair, I think there are a lot of impractical expectations in our very small music industry, because I feel like, you know, when you say someone's giving you a deal.
Yes.
Like in America, in the West, in Europe, that means a whole other thing.
Yeah.
It means they kind of take care of every single thing for you. And all you have to do is bring your artistic expression and creativity to the booth. And do your bit, and then people just figure out the rest for you. And all you got to do is show up and show out.
It's very different here.
It's very different here. And I think like we need to allow recording houses to be recording houses, and for them to allow us to be artists, and for us to just kind of have a coexistence until we can reach a point where, you know, you can actually call yourself a proper music, you know, record label. And you can cater to an artist's needs from beginning to end.
Beginning to end. So, which leads me to my next question. You have kept the business almost in the family. You are managed by your husband, Tivo Sky.
Yeah.
Sounds funny to call him that.
Yeah.
So, how does that work? First of all, the dynamics of working so closely with your husband.
Yeah, I think for creatives, it's okay.
Is it?
I feel like we, I don't know. But also, you know, I do know a lot of, and I said this recently, I can't remember where, but I did say that, you know, I do see couples that are mixed, that are blended, you know, that one is an artist that's married to somebody who's not at all
in the
entertainment industry or anything creative.
Yeah.
But they're still extremely supportive and they're wonderful spouses.
Yes.
But in terms of like having to have a work relationship, I think it would be very difficult if I had brought on my corporate husband, so to speak, that has no understanding of the entertainment and was like, okay, but I want to position you as my manager, because he'd have to go through so much of the grooming to kind of understand how my world works.
Yes.
And we had known each other 10 years before we got together. We were friends for a really long time. And I knew that he had a very capable appreciation and understanding of how my industry works.
Yes.
And so from the get-go, I mean, it was like some things are just, I'm so blessed and glad that I don't have to talk about why a fan did this, or you know, who's this, or why, you know, working late, or the demands, and how, you know, aside from how your other roles kind of have to get sacrificed,
yeah,
for you to be able to be the creator that you are. So yeah, especially, I mean, if it's your husband, he's like, oh, the kids, we haven't seen the kids in 3 days properly, you know, and there's an understanding, yeah, you know. So I think it's, for me, that's the plus, you know. Of course, like, we're both very passionate and creative people, so we do bump heads in terms of our creative process.
Okay.
You know, because I'm like, no, but I think it should be this way. And he's like, no, but you see, if you do it this way, then it's like. Yeah. So we have to kind of like balance. And okay. I'm just like, okay, you're having your moment.
Okay.
I'll let you know about mine.
So do you draw the line between, oh, that's you coming to me as my manager, as opposed to this is personal, but why would my husband say this?
Yeah, no. I mean, I've honestly never reached that point. Okay. Ever. We've never had that, because I think once we enter that space, like when we walk into a studio and he comes in for vocal production, because yes. Tivo is just amazing. Like, not because he's my husband, right? He's just a jack of all trades.
Yes.
You know, he's been in entertainment for 20 plus yes. years.
I listened to him on radio way back when. He yeah, was on radio
and
as
it's
well.
Like, he just knows so much. Mm-hmm. He's an encyclopedia. And it's just like, I can trust him with so much.
Okay.
So for the most part, I take his advice very yeah. seriously.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. And it's not something where I'm just like, oh, no, but that's not what I want. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'll always think it like through. Okay. Even if it's probably against the grain of what I initially. Yeah. But yeah, no.
So
I mean,
you tap into
pleasant.
His expertise.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very pleasant.
Okay, that's
yeah.
good. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to 93.7 FM in studio on Showbiz at Money. The spotlight is on Salma Sky, a multiple award-winning recording and performing artist, and also a brand ambassador. So looking at brand ambassadorship, I follow your social media, which, by the way, is extremely well curated and on point. Do you do it yourself or do you have...
I do, actually.
Wow, that's a good job.
Thank you.
That's a good job. So how have you come to... Like, how have you come to package yourself as is, where you have... international brands reaching out to work with you, as well as local brands. Like, you work with DCO Zara here in Zambia, which is the Zara outlet. So how did these relationships with local being recognized to say, look, this is someone we could work with to push a brand?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's just about positioning and timing and knowing, you know, what's good for your brand. I mean, to be honest, you know, I've done a lot of things that I wish I had done differently.
Okay.
At a different time. Mm. But I don't regret them, you know, because I think those were learning curves that have gotten me to a place where now I'm so much more business savvy.
I like
in
that.
Knowing when to place my brand with another brand.
Okay.
And how to do it. And then it's also just like, you know, I think for the most part, it's just, if you're going to keep yourself premium,
keep it premium.
Most, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you're most likely going to attract something premium back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I've not to say that, you know, I never want to disconnect with the masses.
Of course.
But I do feel like you kind of need to decide who you are. What is your path? Because for the same, you know, I mean, there are big corporates that will back a very mass market artist.
Yes.
You know, and they'll get amazing deals.
Yeah.
But their appeal is different.
Okay.
So for me, you know, as a businesswoman and trying to make sure that there's a marriage between who I am as Salma Sky, without allowing any brand
to take over.
Well, not necessarily to take over, but to not be compatible.
Okay, I see what you mean.
I need to work with people. So it's been a waiting game. It's been a packaging game. It's mm-hmm. been like, you know, I need to make sure that I'm well branded. I need to make sure that certain brands would be like, okay, she's not, yeah, she'd be great to take on, but she's not for our product.
Okay.
Because we're just like, you yeah. know what I mean?
Well,
like,
you don't go. And that's
so
fine.
I've sat down in many boardrooms, and spoken to people at a very high level.
Yeah.
Over, you know, a wonderful amount of figures.
Yes. but not a good fit.
But not a good fit. And, yeah. and I've been okay to be like, no, I don't think this works okay. for me. And,
so it's okay to turn down money.
Yeah, and we've had like, you know, great relationships moving forward, even at that, because mm-hmm. then it's like, okay, can you fit someone for us. And even at that, you know,
yeah,
there's a finder's fee, honey. You know, there is a brokering fee.
Yes.
So you, I mean, you know, you gotta just like, I mean, I think I'm also learning to be more business savvy as time goes by.
As
I think in 10
by.
Years I've kind of learned where I've lost money that I didn't need to lose.
This is Money FM, and yeah, we help people think business. And a constant observation that I have is with creatives, there's that need to just like, because you're so passionate, there's sometimes the missing out on, this is also a business aspect. What helped you come to that realization? Like you said, I don't need to be losing money. I'm a brand, or this is what I demand. I can go into a boardroom and I too have the power to say yes or no.
Right.
Or how did you reach that? You know, I think it's a power point, a point of confidence.
Yeah, no, I think it's also just like, it's knowing what you want for your brand. Because yeah, I feel like if you're going to water yourself down for a couple of great checks at a very premature point in your career,
true,
then you're going to make a big mistake.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to crash before you even
take off.
Yeah. And I that's kind of like how I had to just wire myself to say, you know what, I'm not going to enter any kind of entrepreneurial or brand associations or collaborations or ambassadorship or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just on, look, I need the money now because I need to put out two videos, and
yeah,
these two videos are going to cost me $100,000 a piece. And yeah, it's just like, it's,
I need to do this.
I need to get it done. No, I just felt like, okay, well, I'm not going to get that cash flow right now. So I'd rather shoot my video over 3 months as opposed to me shooting it over a weekend. And then knowing in that kind of mindset, you kind of know like, okay, it's still going to happen anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the whole rush thing factor, like, just disappears.
Take your time.
Because you're like, you know what, it's still going to come out. It's just going to take me a little bit longer, but it's going to come out. And it just made me patient. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I guess then if you build that kind of mindset, when you walk into any setting, doesn't matter how much anyone throws at you,
you know what you're doing.
Well, does it really work for me?
Yeah.
That's the most important question.
So when it comes to like the checks, does your management take care of that, or do you distance yourself from that conversation?
I try not to talk money.
Okay. Yeah.
I try not to talk actual figures.
Yeah.
Unless it's absolutely necessary. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I don't. Yeah, it's great to have a buffer. I mean,
yeah,
if I could tell any creative that, you know, I don't necessarily like want to you have to know your money. You have to know your numbers.
Yes.
You need to be in. And
you need to know.
Yeah, you need to know your management. Unfortunately, the reality of it is that, you know, if you allow somebody enough room, the possibility is always there that they'll mess with your money.
They'll mess with your money.
It's always there.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of trust and a lot of professionalism for somebody to not be tempted, especially as the numbers get bigger
and bigger.
Because I just feel like human nature is, if you can let someone get away with it,
if
they see an opportunity,
they will.
They can.
They
yeah.
Will.
It doesn't even have to do anything with character. Like, you have the most noble people, and they've still slipped up and stolen money from their clients.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm, you know, his money is my money. My money is his money. So I'm just like, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, we do have to pay other people from the team as
yeah.
well.
How big is your team?
At the moment, I have 4 people in my management team.
Wow.
So Tivo is my manager, general for almost everything
yes.
and anything.
Mm-hmm.
And under him, we have another manager who is basically our out of country manager.
Okay.
So he's kind of like the one who's pushing things around for us. And then I do have a road manager. And we have someone who does our business affairs. So
oh, wow. You have
at
a
least
solid structure
yeah, well,
around it.
You know, I... It, Yeah,
it's a business.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I think that's really impressive. Like, that's quite a team. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to Money FM. This is Kamota and Salma Sky. After the break, we chat more about her business outside of Zambia. As you can hear, she's got a road manager and out of Zambia manager as well. So the Salma Sky brand is definitely regional and international. So find out more. We'll come back after this particular break.
Win fuel of up to 500 kwacha every week, courtesy of Money 93.7 FM. To stand a chance, like, share and comment on any of our Facebook and Twitter posts and hashtag Money FM Fuel. Money FM, your business radio.
You know, I was working, I was busy at the office, then eventually just started to tune in. I saw on Facebook, I was like, oh, it's today, the draw is today. Let me just tune in and listen.
Mm.
And the moment I was just tuning in, that was when the draw was being picked.
What?
And I had my name right there.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I must say, this competition is real. And it's right here, and it's right here at Money FM. So at least it's going to push me for the rest of the month.
T's and C's apply.
Money. Welcome back to Showbiz at Money. This is Kamota, and in studio with me is Salma Sky. Hey, Salma.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you. So, before we went for a break, you talked about having a solid team, four people. Like, I've interviewed other artists, and most people it's max like one to two, but you have a team of four people. And I must note that you have a presence outside of Zambia. How did that come about? Like, you said you have a manager who handles your out of Zambia affairs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Mixmaster Brown, that's how he likes to be called.
Mixmaster Brown.
Yeah, his surname is, his first and last name is so hard.
Okay.
I can barely... I'm just like Brown.
Yes.
That's you.
Yeah.
but no, out of Nigeria, wonderful, wonderful partner, wonderful member of the team. And I mean, like, he's really pushing. He manages our website and makes sure that our international appeal stays, you know, consistent. But also, you know, in him and Tivo work very closely together in trying to make sure that, you know, we get the collaborations that we're about to release on the album.
Okay.
And yeah, just, you know, in terms of shows and making sure that we get out there. Of course, I'm heavily pregnant now, but 2019 is going to be an amazing year.
Yes.
So I start off my year very early in terms of, you know, like having such a small baby, but I'm unfortunately going to have to be out on the road for most part of it. So the little baby comes with us.
Okay. So this is local touring?
Local and international touring. So okay. I'm so excited because I can't wait to like release my tour dates. So
nice.
That's going to be so much fun.
Is this your first tour?
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Exciting.
So, yeah, very exciting.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, Brown kind of like he manages that. And I really appreciate him because from so far away, I've never met the man.
Oh, wow.
No. So
isn't modern age really nice?
He's in between Nigeria and the US, so...
It's all online.
It's like, hey, you need to be here at this and just give me my itinerary and, like, you know, and
he does
a really great job.
So, speaking of international, you have collaborated beyond Zambia. So I really love the song You and Khaki. Is that how Khaki?
Yes.
Yes.
Khaki.
Zambezi. I really love
yeah,
that. So how did that come about?
You know, she was scheduled to come and perform in Zambia. We had obviously spoken to the promoters that were bringing her. Their team was extremely excited about working with another female,
yeah,
getting Khaki on a track with a Zambian female. And we were obviously looking to collaborate out of West Africa. So, yeah, that was great because when they came in, my team and her team were just like, we had met each other years before.
Yeah.
And
you vibed
even
and
going
clicked.
Into studio was just like we were sisters, musical sisters.
Yeah.
That just... Yeah, it was really easy, such an easy process for both of us. And shooting was like one afternoon for her.
And the video is really fantastic.
So, yeah, and then I kind of just like made sure I got all her shots out the way
okay.
so that she could jump on a plane and
and
go. And
okay.
then we worked on it another month after that for my solos
okay.
and stuff and appreciating Zambia and trying to get to the locations that kind of gave that luxurious feeling of our natural resource.
Yes.
And yeah, no, Zambezi was awesome.
It was awesome. So speaking of your videos, videos to me are quite up there with some of our best Zambian videos in terms of quality, and you've been so consistent. Yeah. So how did you decide this? And also, what goes into pulling off the videos that you pull off? You've done location videos, not just local, and you know, how does that work?
It's a lot of planning. It's a lot of storyboarding. It's a lot of late nights. And sometimes that's just sitting and putting stuff down and then scrapping it completely and then visualizing everything.
Yeah.
And again, like, I can't tell you enough.
Yeah.
You know, if you live with the person that has to do it,
mm-hmm.
it's like you guys can stay up until 4 a.m. You're in the comfort of your home. Your children know your home. Yeah. It's so easy. And this is why I feel like it's more than a blessing than a curse.
That you work
that
together.
I work with my husband. Yeah. Because, you know, for him who's directed and shot all my videos so far, he's even just like, girl, I'm tired now. Like, we need to find someone else. Like, we need to find someone better than me.
Yeah.
Because now, like, even for him, I think also, you know, like, creativity, it becomes, I think, a bit exhausting, even though he always says, like, I mean, you and I always manage to come up with a new exciting concept.
Yeah.
But also just, you know, to get the diversity so that, you know, it doesn't, I think for him, the pressure is I don't want to be monotonous.
Okay.
Because I'm the one shooting all your videos. So I don't want it to all
fresh
look the same.
Fresh angles, fresh ideas.
Yeah. I don't want it. So if it's a different director's eye, it'll obviously seem different.
Mm-hmm.
But for some, divine reason, they just seem to come together. And, you know, I think, like, we've made a great effort at trying to make sure that each video has its own
feel,
aesthetic and story.
But the quality is consistent. And
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we were looking at the top 10 most expensive videos ever shot. So if a budget was not an issue, describe your, like, this is what a music video of mine would look like in terms of location, special effects. If they're like, okay, TiVo says, Salma Sky, let's do this. We've got no budget. Let's just go for it.
Wow. I mean, you know, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Is from a very technical standpoint, and this is something that I've learned from a film student and a director and somebody who's very well versed in his craft.
Yeah.
Is you could shoot something on a camera phone and it would be dope, but it's about the eyes.
Yes.
So I wouldn't go with location. Uh-huh. I wouldn't go with special effects.
Yeah.
I would go with the most dopest director.
Ah, so you would hire the talent.
So I would, I would be more concerned about who is shooting my video than what is shooting my video.
I see. That is, it's true. Like,
or where I'm shooting my video. Yeah, because
the right eye behind the
camera. Yeah, it's so important. Like, you could give two directors the same amount of equipment, same location,
same budget.
So different.
Yeah.
So Colin Tilley, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, Colin Tilley, definitely. And Hannah Lux. I really like Hannah Lux, who did some of the newer videos, the very pinkish, girly ones, like Tinashe's and Ariana Grande's. And I think she's done some for Nicki Minaj as well.
I see.
And yeah, if you kind of see that pinkish aesthetic.
That's her?
Well, pinkish purplish, yeah, because I don't want to, you know, I know that everybody can use the same color. But once you see a Hannah Lux video, you know it. I think it's Tinashe's On One.
That was
so if you see similar videos like that, it's most likely she had a part in it. So even if she directed or co-directed.
That is a very interesting answer. I've never thought about it. So it's not about the money. It's about who you're working with.
I mean, people have done so much, such great things on so little, because I can say the same for amazing upcoming director, the stories that those people will tell you about the first hit video they put out.
Yes.
And they'll tell you, like, how they had to tape their dolly and their camera was a little bit wobbly, and then it was the biggest Eminem video ever, or it was the biggest, you know. So for me, it's about the eye. I always say it's the talent before the resources.
So speaking of, you are such a businesswoman and you're very enterprising. Like before, something that some people don't know is you worked as a teacher.
Yeah, this was my first profession.
Wow.
And I feel like it will be my last.
Okay, interesting.
Because I think, you know, when you're given an opportunity, then you must be able to provide opportunities.
Yeah.
And I feel like even just to, like, we're on Money FM. Like, let's talk business, guys.
Yeah.
You know, you start that you cannot be a one man show mm-hmm. for the rest of your
you
life.
You can't. That's true.
Because it's you'll only make enough money that you can be the accountant, the talent, the director. It just doesn't work that mm-hmm. way. You have to be ready to grow your business, be able to pay for the overheads, to be able to grow the business,
yeah.
and just be like, you know what. There are hits that you'll take in order for you to become a bigger brand.
Yeah.
But you'll become a bigger brand.
Mm, that's good.
And so for me, I'm like, you know, that's something that I feel like in terms of being a teacher, you know, I've got my shelf life, so to speak. Like the music will live forever. But in terms of me being the household
energy,
talent or the flagship talent.
Yes.
I got to hand over to somebody else.
Yeah.
And so I hope that I can teach her or him.
To
the
ropes.
Preferably her. Because yeah. I would really like another lady.
That's really nice. So you've been enterprising for a long time. I remember there was a time that you... And you're quite very good with your hands. You made these...
The headbands?
Yes, you made headbands. So how did...
That was me being so excited about having a daughter. Because after two boys, I was just like, finally a girl. So I got into knitting and then...
So you made headbands. So like, I just like how you're constantly doing something, whether it's selling headbands and now you're doing lipsticks. Like how do you come up with things to add your brand to or extend your talent to?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's just like, again, back to, you know, when you were talking about brand association mm-hmm. and who to work with.
Yes.
I just feel like, again, I always have to, I want to do so many things. I want to sit on a pottery wheel and like do that and sell mugs.
Yeah.
Because that's just what my hands feel like doing right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, but it doesn't really fit with Salma Sky. So I'm going to have to do it as a hobby, unfortunately.
Okay, so are you saying
now
that knitting was not fitting
with
the brand?
No, it wasn't. Knitting wasn't.
It was not too homey.
I mean, there's still an appreciation of the fact that I am a mother and a wife mm-hmm. and that I am a homemaker.
Yeah.
But just like the feel of it was not exactly in line with, you know, it
for
was
example,
something
a
that
lipstick.
I did. Yes. So now like, you know, okay, a lipstick is more like, okay, yeah, that kind of goes with Salma Sky, because if anybody follows me, they know like I don't beat my face from top to bottom like a pro. But if there's one thing I love to do is just wear a good lipstick.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So
it kind of marries with my brand. So my Zambezi lipstick now with Sweck is a little bit more... Mm-hmm. With the Salma Sky brand. And then, you know, the clothing as well, the fashion mm-hmm. with Zara mm-hmm. is like, you know what I mean?
See.
They're a bit more in line with who I am as an artist. And then there's me as Salma Shikapwasha, who I want to knit. I want to make mugs. And so I'm going to make mugs for Christmas.
Okay. Sounds
and
exciting.
Everyone. So now that I was asking everyone in my family what their favorite colors were, if any of you are listening, now you know what you're getting for Christmas.
Okay. you're making mugs. So it's very interesting. So you're very deliberate in what you do as Salma Sky.
Yes.
And sometimes even the other passions have to just fall into Salma Shikapwasha.
Yes.
And not so much the sky.
Right.
Okay, so if you've been listening to us, this is Money FM. This has been Kamota and Salma Sky on Showbiz at Money. And in closing, what are the challenges of being a woman in the industry? Cyberbullying and that type of thing.
Yeah, I just, we met there, didn't we?
Yes, we met at the particular workshop on cyberbullying.
The workshop was very insightful. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've faced it a couple of times. I've been accused of, I mean, I actually don't even like to say accused of.
Uh-huh.
I've, you know, people labeled me HIV positive at one point.
Oh, no.
Just
no.
to kind of...
Really?
Ruin a time that was really great for me in my career.
Wow.
And I don't want to put a negative badge to that or connotation to that, because people living positively are living positively.
Yeah.
They're alive, you know, and they're doing an amazing job by saying my life must go on.
Yeah.
It's a condition, it's a disease like so many
other diseases.
It just has so much stigma around it. And, you know, that was one of the things that really, like,
hit your heart.
Hit me, because it affected so many people. Whereas if they just talk about who I'm dating, or, you know, whether I'm, you know, a stand-up woman,
yeah,
or like all that gossip tabloid type, yeah, stuff, it's okay. I don't care really about, yeah, that, because it just affects me.
Yeah.
But when people started speaking about disease that is so prevalent and, yeah, that affects so many Zambians' lives, so many people's lives worldwide,
yeah,
and I'm not saying anything, because then I had to, you know, think of like, okay, well, when do I say something? Yeah. I have to speak to my lawyers first. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in that period, while we're trying to figure out how to kind of sort out the PR of how Salma Sky is going to respond,
yeah,
to get so much feedback from people who actually believed the rumor,
yeah,
and reached out to me, I just said, this is just something that I can't just be like, oh, well, it's a happened. Lie. And you know what I mean? Because people are now giving their life stories to me,
yeah,
believing something that's false,
yeah,
and trusting me with that information.
Yeah.
And it was an overwhelming response from, mm-hmm, people. And so I just feel like, you know, those are the challenges when you hurt other people,
mm-hmm,
or, you know, but, you know, as women, it's difficult as well, because we're kind of like an easy target.
Yeah.
You know, if I wear something a little bit too short, it's an issue.
Yeah.
You know, if I like, now I'm in a t-shirt that really doesn't fit me anymore, guys. But, you know, yeah, it's just like, oh, yeah, like, can't she just wear a maternity dress type, yeah, thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's just so much like judgment and, I've had, you know, I've had so many different dynamics of who I am thrown at me, almost as if they're negative, and yet they're really positive. Yeah. You know, my race, my religion, my background, whether I'm Zambian enough,
mm-hmm,
you know, and there's so many different angles that I can kind of like say, well, I just think that's unfair, but it's not just unfair for me, because there's another girl exactly like me.
Yeah.
You know, and she's just as passionate. And is she going to be like, oh,
I can't
Salma
stand.
Had it too hard. I don't think I can manage. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so the challenges that come with the industry are just like, you got to know which battles to pick.
Yeah.
And when you do pick them, you got to fight hard and fight till the death. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, the cyberbullying thing was very insightful for, yeah, me. And I just felt like, wow, for somebody who had to go through something,
mm-hmm,
that was, you know, detrimental to my image,
yeah,
but worse to my spirit, because, yeah, of how much feedback I got from people who are so broken,
yeah,
by that actually being their reality, yeah, was just like, oh wow, you know. So I think, you know, they're learning curves, and, yeah, people can just be horrible, but what can you do?
What can you do? Yeah.
What can you do?
So this has been Showbiz at Money. That's Salma Sky, and you should look out for her new music video. Is it a new album that you're having?
Oh, yeah, no. So my album comes out before the year is
before
up
the
in
year
time
is
for
out.
Festive season,
okay.
So you'll be dancing to my,
okay,
music.
So we'll be dancing to Salma Sky over the Christmas period.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
Thank
your time,
you.
Salma.
All righty.
I feel radio station. It's crucial. It's crucial for Zambia. It's important for people to know where to go. It's lovely here having the other radio stations, listening to good music, having fun. But sometimes we as businessmen need to have our own interactions and potential business people, because that's the future for employment in Zambia, self-employment. We need a radio station. So I'm 100% behind it.
Fuel of up to 500 kwacha every week, courtesy of Money 93.7 FM. To stand a chance, like, share and comment on any of our Facebook and Twitter posts and hashtag Money FM Fuel. Money FM. Your Business Radio.
Definitely, when I just saw money, I was, hey. The money team is right here. And that's how I got to like your page as well.
Okay.
All you have to do is interact with them via their social media platforms and whatnot. And I did exactly just that.
Mm.
Definitely, I'm going to use it in the car because tomorrow I've got a journey to the Copper Belt. And,
well,
it's well
timed. Wow. There we go. Perfect timing, huh?
Perfect timing, huh?
T's and C's apply.